16. Typical sacrifices prefigure Lamb of God. The sacrificial offerings, and the priesthood of the Jewish system, were instituted to represent the death and mediatorial work of Christ. All those ceremonies had no meaning, and no virtue, only as they related to Christ, who was himself the foundation of, and who brought into existence, the entire system. The Lord had made known to Adam, Abel, Seth, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, and the ancient worthies, especially Moses, that the ceremonial system of sacrifices and the priesthood, of themselves, were not sufficient to secure the salvation of one soul. The system of sacrificial offerings pointed to Christ. Through these, the ancient worthies saw Christ, and believed in him. Christ, in council with his Father, instituted the system of sacrificial offerings, that death, instead of being immediately visited upon the transgressor, should be transferred to a victim which should prefigure the great and perfect offering of the Son of God. The sins of the people were transferred in figure to the officiating priest, who was a mediator for the people. The priest could not himself become an offering for sin, and make an atonement with his life, for he was also a sinner. Therefore, instead of suffering death himself, he killed a lamb without blemish. The penalty of sin was transferred to the innocent beast, which thus became his immediate substitute, and typified the perfect offering of Jesus Christ. Through the blood of this victim, man looked forward by faith to the blood of Christ which would atone for the sins of the world. The great truth that was to be kept before men, and imprinted upon mind and heart, was this: without shedding of blood is no remission. In every bleeding sacrifice was typified the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Christ himself was the originator of the Jewish system of worship, in which, by types and symbols, were shadowed forth spiritual and heavenly things. Many forgot the true significance of these offerings, and the great truth that through Christ alone there is forgiveness of sin, was lost to them. The multiplying of sacrificial offerings, the blood of bulls and goats, could not take away sin. The great lesson embodied in the sacrifice of every bleeding victim, impressed in every ceremony, inculcated by God himself, was that through the blood of Christ alone is forgiveness of sins. Yet how many carry the galling yoke, and how few feel the force of this truth and act upon it, personally, and derive the blessings they might through a perfect faith in the blood of the Lamb of God, realizing that through him only is forgiveness of sins, believing that when repented of he forgives them, whether great or small. Oh! What a blessed Savior! By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. Through the shed blood he looked forward to the future sacrifice, Christ dying on the cross of Calvary, and trusting in the atonement that was there to be made, he had witnessed that he was righteous, and his offering accepted.